Born on the Greek island of Corfu in 1921, Philip Mountbatten's engagement to Princess Elizabeth, as she was then, was announced in 1947. Philip had spent the Second World War serving in the Navy, where he was mentioned in dispatches for his bravery and quick thinking during fierce fighting. Wartime Prime Minister Winston Churchill described the royal wedding in November 1947 as a flash of colour in a country struggling to rebuild after the horrors of war. His Royal Highness, as he became known from then onwards, was forced to cut his naval career short with the worsening health of his father-in-law, King George VI. It was whilst in Kenya on a tour of the Commonwealth that Prince Philip told his wife that the king had died and she was now queen. From the coronation in 1953 to when he retired from public duties in 2017, Prince Philip was never far from the Queen's side. But as a husband and not a king, he was left to forge his own path. His socialising in 1950s London raised eyebrows, and his blunt and sometimes insensitive comments when on royal visits were front page news. But his concern for the welfare of children and young adults became a driving force in his life. The scheme that still bears his name helped build self-confidence and create fun and friendships for young people from all walks of life. Prince Philip visited 143 countries in an official capacity, often on solo tours. Keen to modernise the monarchy, he had the ear of the longest reigning British monarch through some turbulent times. In later years, his public role diminished, although palace insiders often said that his influence didn't.